From newsounds.org, it's a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we take you to England to hear some new music by the quartet Django Django. A decade ago, their debut album was nominated for the prestigious Mercury Prize, and since then, they've been sculpting an arty blend of 60s psychedelia, 70s yacht rock, 80s dance music, and more. Tomorrow, February 5th, they release their new album called Glowing in the Dark, and the four members of Django Django have dialed in from their separate homes to play some songs from that new record. But first, they're going to take us back to that initial Django Django record for this song called Love's Dart. Love's Dart, Going back to the very first Django Django record for that song, live performance by the band from their respective homes in the UK, and the new album from Django Django is called Glowing in the Dark, and joining me at the microphone, the group's singer and guitarist, Vinny Neff. Hey, Vinny.
Yeah, how you doing?
And the band's drummer and producer, Dave McLean. Now, Dave, let me ask you a production question.
Yeah.
Because we started this segment, the introductory music was the track Spirals from the new record. And you guys released it as a single. And then, like, immediately, there was a remix of it by MGMT. So how is that for you as a producer to hear someone else's idea of your song, like, as soon as it's out there?
It's great. You know, I've always been into remix culture, going back to being into hip-hop and dance music, and just something that we always wanted to do. And MGMT have kind of been on our radar for a while. Luckily, it all kind of fell into place with them, and they did a really great mix.
So MGMT did a song called Brian Eno a couple of years ago. I guess you guys must know it if you know the band.
Yeah.
It just occurs to me now that there are a couple of songs on this record, on this new record, that have, to me, kind of echoes of early Brian Eno songs, like Right the Wrongs. It's like Eno's third uncle.
Yes, I mean, I've been a fan of his a long, long time, and in all his different forms, you know. Remember at art college, I listened to a lot of his ambient recordings. Weirdly enough, I ended up in Africa with him making a record with Damon Albarn a few years ago.
Oh.
Well, quite a few years ago now. And it was funny because I would forget, you know, it was Brian Eno, and we'd go like to out dancing to discos, and you'd be dancing with Brian Eno, and he'd just kind of lean over and go, "I produced this record," you know, about some huge hit. And you're like, "Oh yeah, you're Brian Eno." And so that was a joy to really spend time with him.
Yeah. One of his things was, once he committed something to tape, he was going to use it. He had, you know, that was one of the rules he set for himself. No matter what it was, it had to be used somewhere in the piece. What about for you guys in the making of this record? You know, I understand that you were basically, that you had a kind of a rule as well. One track per day. Is that how this album was built?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, that was Vinny's idea to get the ball rolling a lot more quickly, really.
Yeah, it was. I think we were just getting bogged down a little bit at the beginning, and you know, a track was taking us 2 or 3 weeks, and by the time you've got into week two, the joy, you know, you've heard it so many times, the kind of joy's kind of been zapped out of it a little bit, just within your for your own ears. And you know, at the end of 2 weeks, if the track wasn't what you'd hoped for, you know, it's quite disheartening. Where if you just do a track a day, it doesn't really matter. Like, you can do something, it's not working, you move on, you kind of get it as finished as you can, and then you move on. And it seemed to, for me anyway, it seemed to just bring a bit more fun. You could kind of hear like a bit of a fizz on stuff, because we were working it out in the room rather than working it out through the computer. It seemed to bring a bit of brightness into the songs. I think we did Hold Fast like that, and you know, a bunch of others that just seemed to have this kind of light, quite like touch about them.
Well, I'm glad you used the word light, because that seems to be kind of a recurring theme in this record. I mean, even the album title and the song you're going to do next, Glowing in the Dark, you know, it has both a kind of psychedelic imagery to it, you know, glowing in the dark, but also the idea of being light in a dark place. And in the song, Vinny, that you mentioned, Hold Fast, there's that lyric about being weightless and free.
Rising in the distance, feel no resistance, weightless and free, gliding on this feeling, ever increasing in frequency.
The song title Free from Gravity, you know, this sense of being light seems to run through a number of pieces on the album. Was that just something that happened in the making, or did you guys intend that?
I think, like, part design and part, you know, kind of accident. You know, I think when we work through lyrics, we do a vocal pass, you know, just to get someone down, especially when we were doing a kind of track a day, you can't really hammer through all the lyrics. You've got to just try to get the gist of what you're trying to say. And a lot of times, you know, one of us would say something completely unconsciously, you know, it would just kind of come out in the moment, and Dave or whoever would like zone in on it and, you know, writing lyrics. Like, if you kind of get, again, if you kind of get bogged down over days, they kind of lose vibrancy, and almost ones that are kind of smashed out in an hour or two can kind of like have a lot more life about them.
Yeah. All right. Now, Dave, before we hear Glowing in the Dark, you know, you're the drummer, but unlike a lot of drummers, you don't seem too perturbed about sharing the bill with drum machines.
Yeah.
So how protective, how much marking of your territory as the human drummer in the bands do you feel you need to do, if any?
None, really. I'm happy to let the drum machines do the job, you know, and also just like collecting drum machines, buying them, putting them through effects pedals. It's fun, you know, and I'm not really a massive technical drum head guy, you know. I'm not like, yeah, this is how you drum, this is how what drumming is. It's just a means to an end, really, for me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, let's hear the title track from the new record by Django Django. We're speaking with Vinny Neff and Dave McLean, and also hearing Tommy Grace on keyboards, Jim Dixon on bass. This is the title track, Glowing in the Dark.
Senses take a leap.
That's Glowing in the Dark, title track of the new album by the band Django Django. The album comes out tomorrow. Vinnie Neff on guitars and vocals, Dave McLean on drums and production, Tommy Grace on keyboards, Jimmy Dixon on bass. They are the quartet Django Django from, well, you guys started in London. Now you're all over the place, right? I mean, Vinnie, you were talking before about getting together in the studio. Is that one of, was there a practical reason for the one track a day thing that you just, you're all in different places?
Yeah, maybe. I think Tommy, our keyboardist, he moved to Glasgow, and which obviously is the opposite end of the country almost.
Yep.
And Jim moved down to Margate, which is only two hours away. But
on the coast, you know, there is, yeah.
Yeah, on the coast. And yeah, there's obviously like logistical issues in terms of like getting everybody together. And I suppose that track a day thing, you know, I think we were doing 3 days like a week, you know, all four of us. And then the other two was just kind of me and Dave kind of sifting through what we'd done and trying to make sense of it. And so, yeah, it was a bit of a way of concentrating minds maybe when we were all together, almost a bit less is more.
Although there are some big productions on this album, you know, there are the big kind of lavish vocal harmonies that have come to, you know, for many Django Django fans have come to sort of be a symbol, an emblematic sound of the group. But then there are a couple of tracks where you don't have that sound. Dave, there's a track called The Ark, which doesn't have any voices at all, at least not human ones, although I think I hear birds and maybe like, I don't know, an elephant trumpeting or something. What's going on in that track?
I think there was a day when everybody was writing lyrics and I just started mucking around with a little Roland 303 and started drumming over the top of that and then echoing everything out. And then there was a record on the shelf that was field recordings from a zoo. It's like a folkways sort of album.
Right.
And I just pulled that off the shelf and started putting that through a space echo. And then I had this vision of like, that's what it sounded like on Noah's Ark, you know, just like this absolutely chaotic sound. So it was a sort of a nod to imagining Noah's Ark and a nod to Lee Perry's Black Art Studio, you know. So it was like a cross reference.
Lee Scratch Perry, the great Jamaican producer, yeah.
Yeah. A nod to his, you know, that's the dub side of it.
Right.
Sometimes it's fun not to worry about song structure and bridges and lyrics and stuff and just mess around.
So there are a couple of instrumental tracks on the record, The Ark being one of them. When you get to the end of the album, you have the track called Asking for More, which is the next song you guys are going to do for us. On the album, there is what sounds almost like a talk box. And I don't mean like the 1975 Peter Frampton version, but, you know, something more modern and almost digital sounding. What is that sound?
That is
you
a talk
that,
box.
Yeah.
It is a talk box.
Yeah. It's actually from watching Steely Dan, I think, had one, actually. Because we wanted that song to sound a bit like Hall & Oates or something.
Huh.
They're an absolute nightmare to record. So it took a while of working it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's physically done with Vinny. He's got the tube mic in his mouth and everything. Yeah,
I think on the recording was actually Dave with. So it's a bit of a bacterial nightmare. It's like a plastic hose with two little microphones attached to the tube that goes down into the foot pedal. So yeah, it was a real time kind of, you know, effort to both of us. So it was, yeah. It sounded quite unusual, and it's hard to kind of place kind of quite what it is, maybe, which is always quite successful, I always think.
Yeah. As I say, I mean, I wasn't quite sure what I was hearing there. I was like, is that a talk box? But
Yeah.
all right. So that's the song we're going to hear next. It's the final track on the new album by Django Django called Glowing in the Dark, but let's hear this live performance. Asking for More from the band Django Django. It appears on their new album, Glowing in the Dark, out tomorrow. Live performance from the band in the UK. And so, guys, when you play live, how much of the kind of lush production can you replicate in live performance? And the reason I ask is the follow up is perhaps more interesting. Do you think along those lines when you're in the studio, in the moment, making the album?
No, because we'd just be worried all the time and really kind of afraid to do anything if we had to do it like that. You know, it was an accident that we even made an album and played it live in the first place. You know, it was like we didn't have a clue and didn't think two steps ahead enough to realize we were going to have to play the album live, the very first album, I mean.
Right.
So we've since then, we've realized we're just going to have to reverse engineer it, pull it apart and work out how you play it live.
Well, you mentioned that first album. That was that's getting on to 10 years now. And do you find that 10 years later, you guys still have to explain that the band name is not a reference to the great Belgian gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt?
Less
There
now,
are
I
a
think.
yeah, that was a much talked about thing in interviews, but I think people hopefully understand that it's not at this stage.
The press still do the Django Unchained pun as if it's like never been done. And then, yeah, you get the odd Django Reinhardt fan outraged on YouTube that we've taken his name and made this electronic pop music that would presumably make him spin in his grave. But yeah,
We also
less
get
and
a lot
less
of
now we get those references, I
we
think.
yeah
There's
okay
a Django platform, I think, that you can build websites. We get a lot of questions from people asking us, like, I'm having a problem with, this
the architecture of my website
yeah, the coding
coding
questions.
problems.
Like, Tommy could probably like double up as a like representative doing helpline for coding people.
Before I let you guys go, a couple of years ago, you did one of my all-time favorite music videos for the song Reflections. You seem to have a kind of visual knack. How closely involved are you guys in sort of those concepts and the making of the videos and stuff? Because there are some out there now for the new record too.
Sometimes, like the one that's just out now, Free From Gravity, that was one that just came. The idea came to me in lockdown, and I just wrote it down and sent it to the label, and sort of ended up being in charge of that and almost sort of storyboarding it and everything. So I was very hands-on in that. It's tricky because I guess because we've got art school backgrounds and stuff, we want to. We kind of know how we, well, maybe we know how we don't want to come across and the things we don't like. So it can be fun doing it. It can be a bit of a stress. Depends how it's going.
Yeah. All right. Well, despite everything, things seem to be going well for the band. Free From Gravity is the new video. Glowing in the Dark is the new record. We've been speaking with Vinnie Neff and Dave McLean. And guys, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations on the new album.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having
Yeah,
us.
thank you. Cheers now.
We're free from gravity.
Watch the videos of these live performances by Django Django on our website, newsounds.org, or our YouTube channel. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, our video editor is David McLean, and I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.
See the world getting madder as we're lifting off the ground. So we're pulling up the ladder, cause we're never coming down. Can't understand.